At the start of the year, an undocumented 26-year-old mother of two from Central America was holed up in her home in Stamford, Connecticut for a week. She was terrified that immigration agents would come to her door. She heard that more than 100 undocumented Central Americans were already taken from their homes in Georgia, North Carolina, and Texas at the start of the year. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports that Latino community leaders in Stamford are doing whatever they can to help people like that mother sort out their fears.
That Stamford mother of two doesn't want to use her name and asked to be identified by her initials, EI. She told me she hadn't left her home for days after the New Year when she heard a knock at the door. She panicked. EI stood up on a chair to peek outside the kitchen window and saw the police. They told her to open the door. She said no. They knocked harder. She refused to open up. Finally, the police told her through the door that crews planned to cut down trees on her street. She breathed a sigh of relief. I met EI at Neighbors Link. That's a community center in Stamford. She came for a meeting about those immigration raids that happened at the start of the year. EI learned one reason she shouldn't be afraid. The Stamford Police Department is not one of a few dozen departments in the country that work with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
Please, please understand the difference between the police and immigration. We cannot emphasize that enough, okay? No piensen.
Catalina Horak runs the Neighbors Link Community Center. She invited social workers, immigration lawyers, and Stamford police to dispel rumors that immigration agents targeted Connecticut during the raids. Horak says parents had been asking her frantic questions. Are they really safe anywhere?
What is happening? Do you think that immigration is going to come to our house? We opened here 5 years ago. I've never heard anyone say a word about immigration coming to Neighbors Link.
Horak says Stamford police had to call ICE to debunk rumors that immigration agents picked up day laborers along the I-95 exit near Neighbors Link. Police confirmed that immigration agents have no immediate plans to raid Connecticut, but rumors had already spread fear via social media. Paula Perez scrolls through Facebook posts on her smartphone and taps on one photo in particular. Two men in black ICE uniforms stand next to a silver car. The caption says, "Look out for immigration in Connecticut." The photo has 13,000 likes. It sparked the rumors earlier this month that immigration agents arrested people along I-95 near her house. Perez goes to high school in Stamford. Paula Perez isn't her real name. She left Guatemala after 2014 as an unaccompanied minor in a wave of tens of thousands of children fleeing violence in Central America. Her mom is undocumented and came to Stamford from Guatemala years before, so Perez has applied for a juvenile visa to stay with her. Perez says the photo of ICE agents scared her mom so much she didn't let the family leave home for 4 days. Perez says community leaders came to quash the rumors when she returned to school. She learned that the raids focused on Central American immigrants who came here after 2014 and already received deportation orders. She says her family feels a little more relaxed. They know Paula won't be targeted, even though she did come here after 2014, because she hired an immigration lawyer to bring her case to court. Catalina Horak from Neighbors Link says families can still be targeted for deportation raids if they don't show up to immigration court. A judge automatically issues no-shows a deportation order. Horak says a lot of people might not even know that they have a deportation order.
Because of a change of address, because of something lost in the mail, because that's how you get your court order, that is an issue that needs to be addressed. And that's part of the information that we're trying to give people is like, how can you check if you have an open case against you or a deportation order so that you can be proactive about it as opposed to just having immigration come?
Horak says many undocumented immigrants may not show up to court because they can't find a good, affordable lawyer. She told 100 community members during a meeting at Neighbors Link that she wants to help.
What I would like to propose is that maybe we have another session with immigration attorneys where they can come here and we can have a number of questions about specific issues.
Horak says people with open immigration cases have not been picked up by ICE. The Department of Homeland Security oversees ICE. They said in a statement that ICE plans to pick up more people with deportation orders this year, including families and unaccompanied children. So Horak wants families to find out if they have a case and get a lawyer before immigration agents come knocking. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.